are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We're on Daf Ayin Chet, 78. We're actually at the bottom of the page. Vuhu. Ki, we're talking about the sod of the Rafach Nutsutsos. Those are when the Kalim broke. Just to remind myself, when the Kalim broke, the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, and all the Kalim broke and fell down to the low worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. What accompanied them was these Rafach Netzutzos, these, the English word is sparks, the holy sparks, that means the Haino, the Orot, the lights which were in the original vessels. Part of them branched off and reached down into the lower worlds in order to attach themselves to the Kalim, in order that the Kalim should not deteriorate in the lower worlds. So let's continue now with that little Hagdama. The last line on page 78. Vuhu ki kvar bi'anu she'olam ha'nikudim ika haya meshem ben. Veshem ben ze kolel me'ab tzag ma'u ben patim shebo. Now we know, let's just remind ourselves about the Asmab. The Asmab is the main building block of all things. They are part and parcel of the neshama of Adam Kadmon. And the way it's drawn out is that from the Uznayim, from the Kakafta, means from the top part of his head until his ears, is what we call the Ab. That's where the Ab is Goloi. It actually stems all the way down to the Raglayim, but that's where it's seen. And then from Uznayim to the Raglayim Baiter, that is where the sag is placed, from the ears downward. That's where the neshama, which is called the sag, is from those nine aglaim. And then from his waist downward, you have two other neshamas, excuse me, which is called the ma, and which is called the ben, from his waist downwards. So we imagine them as cylinders, one inside the other. The ab being the most interior, and the sag being being the most exterior. Now, what is he referring to over here, the ben? What connection does it have to do with the Zayin Malachim and what we're speaking about, the Rafach Netzutzos? It's because the ben is what came out from the Enayim, the Ak, which broke. And therefore, there's going to be Nishtatvos of the ben, which came out from the eyes of Adam Kadmon, and the Rafach Netzutzos, which are going to come out and continue its legacy in the world of Biyam. So again, vuhu ki kvar bi'anu she'olam ha'nikudim ikol haya mishem ben. We know that the ben, that's what came up in the nine, the ak, and that's what broke. That represents zay malachim shemetu. V'sham ben ze kolel ab sag ma'u ben. And now you can subdivide that ben into a further division of ab sag ma'u ben. I mean, that ben has a neshama on itself, and that neshama is built of the four parts. V'hine chalukot arba bechinot elu b'sfirot ha'nikudim hikach ab b'chesed sag b'gvurot ma b'tiferet netzer hod yosod uben b'malchot. So he wants to set it up in this following way. And then we can do this. We can change the way we view things depending on the erechim, depending on the vantage point that we want to look at. So one example was the first example that he gave of this thought of erechim, is the fact that we could look at the ab sag ma'u ben in a kloliistic way or a pchotiistic way, meaning that we can look at the main ab sag ma'u ben, or we can look and focus on the details of that, for example, looking at the ben and subdividing that into ab sag ma'u ben. So ab sag ma'u ben we can use as a tool in order to identify things. And therefore, if I want to compare the ab sag ma'u ben to different spheres, the 10 spheres, so that I would rearrange them, meaning that I'm using the Ab Sag Ma'u Ben as a measuring stick, meaning that Ab is obviously the higher, Ben being the lowest. That means I can use it both Be'orech and both Be'ovi. I can use it whether I'm talking about the height or the width as well, because I know wherever I put the component of Ab, it means the highest or the greatest or the most, the greatest, the strongest light. And when I say ben, I obviously mean the opposite. So when I compare it to the sfirot, I can say that ab is a comparison to chesed. Chesed, from the zayin tachtonim, from the all the Malachim, the Chesed was the greatest. So I can equate Ab to Chesed. Sag I can equate to Gvura. Ma I can equate to Tefillah Netzach Hod Yisod. That's the Tani. And Ben I can equate to the Malcha. I can do that through the rules of Erechim. V'hine mikol echad me'ilu Abba shemot noflu madregot shonot shel chelkeo. Now from those four levels, Ab, Sag, Mo, Ben. And in a different language, I can call them Chesed Gvura. That's number two. Tiferet Netzach Hod Yisod. Number three, third category. Number fourth category is Malchut. So we have these four categories. From these four categories fell what's called or went down into the world of Bia these Rafach Nitzutzot. I repeat that. Hine. Mikol echad me'elu arba shemot. From these four categories, these four names, noflu madregot shenot shel chelke or. Apachot biyote mechesed, ayote mimenu migvura, biyote mimena metifer netzahod yesod, biyote mehem naflu me'amalchut. Now, the four categories, lights fell from these four categories. The least of all the light fell down from the category, from the first category called Chesed, and the most amount of light fell from the last category called Malchut. Hine kol ha-chalokim shenoflu mikol shem mehem hagam shehem shonim b'mispar chalukim shenoflu kenal b'kol zor kol echad mehem nimni l'cheshbon ab chalakim. כפי שביה אריזל באור מה הם בחינות העולות בשם ונזכרות בספר חשבון להדיה. So there are various calculations to figure out how many nitzutzot came out, and he's not going into all the details right now because it's quite a long long shah called Shah Rafah, but rather you have to know that we calculate at the end of the day 72 in each of the four categories. 72. That is Claudia. I'm not going into the details because some are 71, some are 73. But in general, the tzadda shava between these four categories are the each in every category. The 72 nitzutzot fell down. Now 72 times 4 is your 288. That 288. That's your 288 Rafach Nitzutzim that fell down, 72 from each of the four categories that we named above. Obikol, obofim sachakol noflu arba pamim ab nitzutzim shem sachakol Rafach Nitzutzim, as we just said. ומכל כלים, מהכלים, דשפע ספירות תחתונות, from each and every one of those כלים, נתלבשו מחלק אותם הניצוצות בנפילתם למטה, והם מחיים אותם את הכלים. So what's the purpose of these ניצוצים falling down into the world of Bia, into the lower worlds? And that is, as it's saying over here, מחי את הכלים, to revive the כלים that broke, that fell there. ועוד מהמחלוקים העליונים של כל אור, משבע אורות הנעל המרמזים בארבע שמות אבסל גמר בן נשארו באצילות העליון ושם הם יורדים בתחתית אצילות כדי להעיר גם הם לכליהם שבביאה. So you have to understand the Rafach Nitzutzim sounds like a lot. 288 sounds a huge amount of light is going down into the world, but really it's only a fraction, a very tiny fraction of the main light. The main light, which are those four categories, Absag Moben, the majority stayed up in the world of Atzilut. Only a tiny fraction fell down, which is called the 288, into the world of Bia. But nevertheless, even though the ore was not affected by the actual Shvira, the majority of the ore stayed in the world of Atzilut, but nevertheless it fell down into the lower parts of Atzilut. The Kalim fell down to the lowest parts of the world of Bia, and the Rafach Netzutzim followed suit. Next paragraph on page Ayin Tet. V'af api shekol eses sfirot deben nirmazim be'az mab deben. Now, even though we have all the sfirot of Ben, which are morumas in the Absagman, these four categories of Ben. Asher lachen chokhma v'bina em ayu tzrichim liyot b'china Absag v'nikudim v'lo chesed v'gvura. Biuro ki kol shiur koma shalem shel eses svirot em tzelem l'chlal sheva svirot. Kivan shikol olam v'kol patzuf nikra chesed mochim v'b'chinat ben. ביחס לבחינת שמאלה ונקרא אב לאורכו. באופן שחוכמה נכלל בחסד, והיא נכלל גבורה, לכן שפי נקרא עם חוכמה בחסד שניהם יחד בשם בן. והבינה והגבורה שניהם יחד בשם סג, באופן דאב וסג, אלו דחסד וגבורה הם נופלו לביאה, אבל חלקי אבסג דחוכמה ובינה נשארו באצילות, מלבד איזה חלקים מהם נפלו לביאה להיות שהם סוד מוחים של שבע מלאכים, כמו שביארנו במקומו לאל. Now, he's pointing out over here that we have to sort of keep our heads straight over here, that it's a little bit complicated, but we can understand this by the following. That we can split everything into 10 parts. Every sphira is, eventually can be subsplit into 10 sphirot. Every patsuf, by definition, has 10 sphirot. And every part of the building blocks that we call them, the Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben, can also be split into 10 parts. That is the definition of a whole. One whole thing is, by definition, 10 parts. Now, this sort of contradicts what we just said beforehand. We made our division by 7. The 7 kings that died, we divided the Asmab into 7 parts, and then further into 4 parts, right? Because we called it Chesed one part, Gvur another part, and then Tifer Netzahod Yosod, the Tani into another part. And then the last category was Malchut. Now he's using the Erechim in a different way. Because since we know the rule is you need 10 to make a whole thing, a whole Patsuf, therefore we have to sort of rearrange our Erechim in it to include Chochma Bina Dat, which we didn't include, because we started our whole calculation above from Chesed downwards, which are really the kings that died. The first king was Keneged Chesed, the second king was Keneged Gvura, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, we need the Esses Sefirot. So therefore, we're going to rearrange our Asmab and our Patsuf of Ben, which we're particularly speaking about. That's where all the complications, that's where all the Shefira happened, was in the Ben, into 10 Sefirot. And he says that you can count Chochma and Chesed as one, Be'etzem. And Gvura and Bina as one, because they are the highest of all Sefirot. They're included one into the other. And due to that Cheshbon, therefore you can include the 10 into the 7. So I'm just going to read that again because it's a little bit complicated. Ve'afal pi shekol eses Sefirot de Ben nirmazim be'asmat de Ben. Even though we know that the minimum amount of to make a whole Adava Shalem is to the Esses Sefirot, and that contradicts what we said before, we're just counting the 7. Asher lachen chokhma v'bina em tzirichim liyot b'chinat ab esag de nikudim. I just told you above that chesed is keneged ab, and gvur is keneged sag, and now we know the principle is not so, because we know that chokhma is always keneged ab, and bina is always keneged sag. V'lo chesed v'gvur, he says. So he says, Bi'uro, so I'll explain to you how to miyash of this. Ki kol shi'ur koma shalem shel eses sefirot, when you always have a dava shalem, which is comprised of 10 sefirot, hu be'etzem nechlal b'sheva sefirot. They also really, you can condense it into 7 sefirot, from 10 into 7. The kivan shikol, how do you do that? Kivan shikol olam v'kol patsuf nigra chesed mochim. Since we're dealing with, in essence, the Ben, that's what we're focusing our attention on. And if we're starting from the top of this, are the kings that die, there will be Chesed. The Chesed will be considered to be the Mochim, the intelligence, the highest parts of this particular entity that we're dealing with. Anikra av be'erko, compared to the higher bechina, which is on top of it. Ba'ofen shechokhma nichlal bechesed, v'bina nichlal begvura. Therefore, you can equate now chokhma, which is the highest of the ten sfirot, to chesed, which is the highest of this particular unit, which is called design tachtonim. Chesed will be the highest part. So therefore, the highest part of the ten sfirot are equated to the highest sfirot of the zayin malachim. Therefore, we equate chokhma to chesed. We also equate bina to gvur, which is one lower. Therefore, it's not a contradict to say chokhma is equated to ab, and also chesed is equated to ab, because they're holding the same top position. Bina v'gvur, shnem yachad v'shem tzag, and therefore bina and gvur are holding the second position in their relative and their respective units. But often the ab tzag, elu the chesed, elu the chesed v'gvura, hem nafalu bia. Therefore, we can take it a step further and say the ab tzag, elu the chesed v'gvura, they are equated completely, and those are the bechinas that fell into bia, ab tzag, because it was chesed v'gvura. Aval chelke ab tzag de chokma v'bina. But what about the other equation that we have? The chokhmah is equated to ab and bina is equated to sag. What happened to them? They nisharu be'atzilu. They did not fall, because we know chokhmah bina. Out of all the ten sfirot, actually it's keter chokhmah bina. They did not fall in atzilu. It's only chesed downward fell into the bia. Sorry, repeat that. It's Keter Chokhma Bina did not fall into the world of Bia, but rather stayed in the world of Atzilut. And only Chesed downwards to Malchut fell into the world of Bia. Milvad eze chalaki mehem shenofalu libia liyot shuhu sod mochim shel hashev malachim. Except for the little tiny fraction of Chokhma Bina that was inserted into the lower Patsufim, into the lower Sfirot, in order to have a connection with them, in order to make them grow, that since their lower sefirot broke, they took that little part with them into the world of Bia. That's what the Rashash explains. Which is in Etz Chaim Shah Yud Bet. Okay, excellent. So let's continue now. The next Nakuda, we're talking on page Pei. Page 80. Ot Lamed Gimel. Nefilat shlosha kelim, the kol sfirat leolamot, briya yitzia asiya, vesod gilui olamot de pirud. Now we're going to talk about when they broke the sfirot. This is very important, especially in the kavanot. It's very applicable to the kavanot. We'll find that the sfirot broke into three different ways, and how they reveal the worlds, the lower worlds. So let's see. Ot lamegimo page pe. Pay. Bine, kavar bi'anu shekol keli b'kol makom shuhu yesh lo shalosha chalakim. Each keli we know, and we know every vessel. Let's take a cup. You have the exterior part of the cup, the interior part of the cup, and also the middle part of the cup, the thickness of the cup. She'em chitzoniyut hakeli, emtzayiyut hakeli, u'pinimiyut hakeli. She'em shalosh bichinot b'kol ever. And therefore, you can equate it to a human, which also have these three aspects, which is called basa gidim atzamot, which is the flesh and the gidim, the sinews and the atzamot, which is the bones. Hine kashen ishbur akelim naflu lemata shlosha chelke kelim im sim shebetocham. When the kelim broke, as we said, the rafach nitzutzit went down in order to nurture the kelim. And when the kelim broke, they fell into three different chalakim, as we just mentioned. And therefore, the nitzutot accompanied them in all the three different levels as well. Nafli matu memokom olam anikudim, shesham atid liot olam atzilut, lemakom atidim liot sham olamot briya yitziasira. And where did they fall? They fell down into a space which will later be called, which later will become the world of briya yitziasira. Hine pnimiyut hakelim de kol sheva sfirot naflu lemakom olam briya. So the internal parts of the kelim of the malachim fell into the world which will be called briya. The middle parts of the kelim fell into the world which will be called yitzirah. and the exterior parts of the kelim, of the vessels, of the sefirot, fell even lower than that, into a place which is going to be called Asiya. So this we did inside. She'emzai the kelim hem kula naflu l'mokom ulam etzira, v'chitzoniu the kelim naflu l'mokom ulam Asiya. Next paragraph. U'mize naskil. What if we could understand? שבעצם כל התכלית עניין השבירה הייתה שלב נוסף בהשתלשלות העולמות. כי עד עולם הצילות כל הגילו המצילה היו בסוד אלוקות. דעתם יהיו וגם אחד בהון. ואינם עדיין בגדר של נבראים ונוצרים נעשים שהם זולתו יברך. So what do we have till now? We had the world of Atzilut, which actually was in the world of Nikudim, which would become the world of Atzilut. What was there only Elukut? We know the Pasuk said, Lo Yigur Ra. There is no such thing as evilness, or impurities, or Klipot, or Chitzoniut, or Samech Mems, in that area whatsoever. That world is completely free of all that. And that's what the Zohar says, that Ihu, Vigalmu Chadbo, that world and the Kadosh Baruch Hu are one in the same. Skulu kula elukot, Masha Enkin. The world of Briya, Yitzya Tziya, completely different worlds altogether. That's where you can inserting the elements of impurities and malachim and nivraim, created ones, and so on and so forth. That makes a clear definition between the world of Atzilut and Briya, Yitzya, and Asiya. לכן הייתה צריכה להיות שבירה בשלב זה של גילוי הזולת הראשונה כדי לגרום להתפשטות הנוספת בסוד השתלשלות ותעבוד על ידה עולמות שאינם בכלל יחדיו יתברך אלא הם עולם פירוד. דעתם לאו יהיו גם אחד בו. So therefore that's why it was intentionally made that the lower world should have a lesser degree of the keli. Remember, keli, as we're referring to, there's no keli batsim. There's no vessels there in the higher realms, but rather there are different influences, different lights. So different intensities of light were lowering themselves into the lower worlds in order to create the lower worlds. Again, these are just on the future tense, on the al-hatid. What will be created is this lower world. Now, how are the lower worlds created? From the fact that there's less intensity of light, giving way to a gilui, a revelation of the worlds which are actually there. Now, that sounds like a bit of a contradiction. Are they there or they're not there? Well, if to listen again to the introductory shiur that we gave, that everything is there really, be'etzim, except that the lights are too bright to see them. So what really needs to be done is the dimming of the light, and then the what is there in the background actually comes to the foreground, if that makes any sense. Okay. And therefore, lihiyot alida ulamot she'enu v'chalal yitbarach, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one with those worlds, but of course, the presence is always there, it has to be, that's the unity of all things. And because they, kedei lehotzi lif'ol et tachlit retzono bebriyat olamot. All this was intentionally made in order to come to the essence of all this creation, is to create our world. והוא שיגיע בהשתלשלות את עד עולם הזה התחתון שבו דווקא שייך עניין בחירה החופשית בין טוב לרע. That's where we finally can get to a perfect dimension of the choice where there is good and bad equally at anybody's disposal to choose between good and bad, and therefore that is the tafkid and tachlit, the goal of all creation, to create this world in this situation. The last paragraph on page 80. Vohu ki arei kvar bi'ano shekivan shemitchila ala b'rotzon yitbarach livro olamot balei gvul. So therefore, in that was the intention of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to create a world, an entity of complete gvulim, borders. לכן יקרא פעל בבריאת העולם בכוח מוגבל שבו כביכול כוח גבולי וזה כוח של דין. That's why the whole point of דין was created, in order to have the essence of something structured, in order to create this world. לכן כל השתלשלות העולמות הייתה בדין, והדינים הם קבועים את גבולות, והם בחינת שונות שבכל שלב התפשטות כפי רצונו המעציל היום. Therefore, din, even though we look at it as negative din, you know, a judgment, I feel I mean judged, it's a negative, we give a negative connotation to it, but nevertheless, it's really parav. You can use it in any context, really. And in this particular context, we're using something positive in order to create because we'll use it in order to create the lower world, our world especially, which has the most dinim, meaning the most gashmi that there is, in order to create the situation of free choice. And therefore, it's a positive sense. Vihine, b'siu on page pei aleph. Vihine, b'siu mispashtut adin, shebekocho lehastir et or Hashem bahir. Now, the other function of the dinim is also to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. As merov hisstaster pan sorry, a hester panim midgalim Hashem kochosham kochot echitzonim nikreim klipot. And since there's such a strong force which is hiding the great light, on contrary, now comes this situation of the klipot. Now, what are they exactly, these klipot that we speak about? Shehem akisui hayoter chitzoni, hamalbish lekol haolamot dekedusha shehem b'chinat apchi atzmo. They are the covering that covers every single world and sort of filters out and covers over the world in the way that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol can no longer shine in his brightness onto the world, and therefore his presence is as if not detected in the world. It's like, he says, an example of a hard shell over a fruit. You can't really get to the fruit because the hard shell is inhibiting that. And vice versa, the fruit cannot see the sunlight, is completely covered over, and felt that it's a complete, and feels that as if it's a complete separate entity to the actual whole. We'll continue. Vihine, kevan shematzil elyon bara et alamot kedei lahativ linivrav. Now, what was the point? Sounds really negative, actually, this world. I've covered over, less lights, no contact with the Creator, and so on and so forth. But rather, this was all for the good of the created ones, in order for them to gain their own parts on their own, with their own free will, it's a gateway to the next world. So once the person passes these tests in this world, then he's free to go into the next world, a world which has no boundaries whatsoever. Boundless areas and of goodness. גם ללא מוגבלת הבושה כאשר הם מקבלים לחם חינם. נעמה דה כסופה. This is a concept in the Zohar called Nama, the bread of shame. There will be no bread of shame in the next world. As what person who works so hard for it, he's able actually to demand his wages in the next world. לכן רצה המציא שבסוף הספשטות העולם הדקדושה יתגלו גם כוחו החיצוני מקליפות שהם נותנים אפשרות לבני אדם לעמוד מנציון לבחור בין טוב לרע בחיי החופשית. And therefore that's the concept of the klipot. Klipot giving the bad side of things in the world, the bad aspect, in order to have this complete free choice between the two levels. That means you have a choice between Tov and Ra. That was the whole point of the Hastara Aponim. Amemele, kivan shehem tzrichim la'amol avor haschar shekiblu al ha'masem. In order for a person to, therefore a person that had to work, has to work to gain any levels in spirituality. Yocholu liyot bekablatam haschar la'atid b'lo shum busha u'mugbal v'agbala. Yochol gam ha'matzi la'ashpi alayem mikol tovo. כרצונו להטיב בשלמות בלי שום הגבלות. In order that a person now can, then, as we said before, I don't know, to work hard, mitgaber on all kol nisayonot, on only to rise up to the challenges, we call it, any challenges in life, and therefore get his reward as is expected. Vine ki kol anitrabe gilui adim, the kol anitrabe gilui adim. And all aspects of the Gilui Adim, the connection is talkav nitkasa midan chasdo yibarach bashpato akidusha. Therefore, a person must realize and open his eyes and understand this concept deeply by seeing that the fact that you're dinim over there, there is a lessening of light, and therefore the challenges just grow stronger. The more the challenge, the more a person has to realize, the more the dinim, the volume is being upped. And therefore, there's less light, less chesed, just more din. Kach nitgalu hakochot chitzonim miklipot biyeter se'et ve'oz. Therefore, the klipot are in proportion. Lachein miyad benifilat kelim, the sheva malachim lebiya, itchilu haklipot itgalot. And therefore, as soon as that the falling of the Zion malachim fell into the lower world, where again there's less awe, these itkatsut, the lights are being hidden. So therefore, again, the rule is the less light, the more dinim, the more the klipot would come about. So let's go back from the beginning. So when the kelim fell into the world, that means the kelim apnimim of the Zayim Malachim fell into the world, the Bria, there was out of all the three worlds the most light. Therefore, if there's most light, there's less klipot. And that's the we know the Midrash and the Gemara tells us that in the lower worlds are three different sections, Bria, Yetziah, Siyah, and in the world of Bria, the majority is Tov and the Miut is Ra. In the world of Yetzirah comes out that it's half-half, half good Malachim and half bad Malachim. And in the lower world of Siyah, which we are in, the majority is Ra, and the mute is Tov. Now, why is that? As we explained, because that is due to the light being slowly diminished as it's coming down, giving way to more dinim. And that's what he's explaining over here. Tchilu b'klipot igalot. Ba'olam b'riya hem miut lumad kedusha kenegdam. Ba'olam ha'yitzira merza merzes. Half and half in the world of b'riya. Ba'olam ha'siya rubo klipot miut kedusha. In the world where we're in, unfortunately, we have the strongest challenges over here because the most of the klipot are here because obviously, zu lumna zu, bara elokim, that there's less kedusha, less light. וגם בכל חלקם עשייה מעורבים הם טוב ורע, עד שכמעט אי אפשר להבדיל בין זה לזה, ולא להבחיד לגמרי ביניהם, וזה היא סיבת קושי עבודה המוטל על בני אדם לעמוד בניסיון, לבחור בטוב למאור שרה. That's what gives way to these tremendous challenges, you know, coming early for the shiur and so on and so forth, because of this mute of light. Therefore, the gabut of the klipot are easy for them. The klipot is very, very easy for them to challenge a person because of there's no real stumbling block in front of them. Kedei livarer chalekei kudush shenaflu lemata. מתוך הקליפות סובים אותם, להתעלות ותקנם ברום המעלות כדי לזכור לשכר טוב מושלם בעולם. So therefore the avoda, which is the aliyat birurim we spoke about many times, that is very, very challenging, and but a person who does that will be very well rewarded. Okay, so we're going to stop it here. We're on page bet.